Talking about Accrington, Stuart, what sort of threats do you think they'll pose on Saturday?
Yeah, I think they've actually gone from one of the best away performances in the last away performance at Crawley, although it was 0-0, I watched the game again and how they never won that, they were really good. And they probably put one of the poorest performances at home on Saturday at the bottom team, Newport. And, you know, you listen to the manager and assistant manager, they've read them the riot act, so they'll have had, I'm sure, a hard week's training and they'll be all fired up for this one. And as you say, it's... You know, for Accrington to come to Bradford, you know, that's a big stadium and it takes the pressure off the league after what happened. They'll be coming underdogs and think, you know what, we have a go. Because I said that, I think last season they were so unfortunate to be in our division because they should have got promoted. They've got talented players, they've got players who've played at a higher level, and we can't, you know, take this game lightly in any sense because, you know, they're a team that's certainly capable of an upset. They play good football. You know, and they've got a good, you know, work ethic, which you can imagine with John Coleman in charge, they're going to have that. So it's a tricky little tie, and we're going to have to be really on it to get through.
You mentioned your love of the FA Cup. Is it a welcome distraction to league duty?
Yeah, it can be. Yeah, I mean, I've got to say, I'm pleased that we're at home. You know, you see some of them. I mean, I think Rochdale, our next opponents in the league, are down at Maidstone on the Sunday. You know, so sometimes you have a little bit of luck with a draw. It's nice that we've not got a lot of travelling because we've had a lot of that recently. So to have a home tie has been good. But yeah, I always look forward to the FA Cup, I've got to say. And more so as the rounds go by. But first and foremost, you know, we've got to make sure we treat this, you know, correctly, which we 100% will be doing. It'll be a bit slightly different. Obviously, the crowd won't be as big as what normally comes through the gates here. But, you know, whatever the case is, we've got to make sure we're putting a really good professional performance. And we'll have to be at our best because, as I say, on the day, Accrington are a good side.
And touching on the Scotland-England game next week, Stuart, a game you've been involved in yourself. What do you make of that? How do you see that one going?
Yeah, listen, I think if Scotland can come away with a point, you know, and a draw, it'd be a really good result. Although England have probably not firing all cylinders at this moment in time, and obviously the change of management might affect them a little bit. I think we've had a couple of problems, obviously, on the back of Slovakia getting a bit of a heavy defeat there. But it's a game. Last time we were down there, we got beat 3-2. You know, Kenny Miller got a good goal, 2-1 up at one stage, you know, a few years ago, and put in a really good performance. So I think, you know, again, Scotland will need to be right at it and need to be at its best to come away from anything with Wembley. England are rightly favourites for the group. They'll top the group, I don't think there's a doubt, but if we can nick a point off them, it'll help us in our quest to becoming second.
And what do you make of this poppy row and all that sort of stuff that's going on at the moment? Do you think they're right to wear the poppies in there?
Yeah, 100%. I think, of course, they are. I think hopefully the common sense will prevail and, you know, something will come out about it. But I think England and Scotland will both be definitely wearing the poppies come the game, and, you know, it's something I think is got to be done without a doubt. It's paying respects to the people that have passed away fighting, you know, for our country. So yeah, I think that, you know, 100%, I'm sure England and Scotland will both be wearing.
And finally, Stuart, let's talk. Obviously, Scotland will be wearing the pink shirt next Friday. Gordon's come out and says it doesn't matter what shirt you're wearing. Do you think it makes a difference when what you're wearing? Would you rather they were wearing the navy blue?
Nah, listen, when I played, I used to always want to be, you know, you always wanted to be in blue, but, you know, I've had some pad kits before. But no, it is irrelevant. Gordon's right. It's not what shirt you've got, it's what's under your shirt and your desire and your commitment and that. And, you know, that certainly won't be lacking from the Scotland players. But it makes a talking point, pink, you know. So, but no, I agree with Gordon totally. It doesn't matter what colour it is, as long as we go out and get a result.